We are in Hilchas Pesach, Simen Tov Samach. We're up to Siv Beis, and we'll be doing Beis and Gimel. Siv Beis, we had just learned the halacha that matzahs have to be made dafka by a Jew and not a cheresh shot of a cotton. This was the matzahs mitzvah. It says, the Mechaber, HaRosh HaYim Mishtadol B'matzahs Mitzvah, the Rosh himself used to stand by when they were making the mitzvahs. He used to be involved there. Va'omen al asiyasa. He would watch it. Mezariz ha'oskin behem u'mesayeh barichosan. He would go and be mezariz the people, make sure that they're doing a good job and that they're doing it l'shem matzah mitzvah. And he actually helped in rolling out the matzah. V'chein roi l'chol odom lasos li'topel hu ba'atzmo b'mitzvah. One should directly get involved, personally be involved in the making of the matzah. First of all, because mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. There's a bigger mitzvah to do it. You get more schar if you do it yourself rather than have a shliach do it for you. Plus, there's another thing, and that is to make sure that they do it well. In fact, the mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah is, he brings a maril and a prichadosh, that this is not only for matzahs mitzvah, but this is for all matzahs that someone is going to use over all of Pesach, that there is a chash that if they're not done well, that chas v'shalom, he could be nichshal in the yisr chametz. Therefore, he should be there personally to make sure that the matzahs are really being done properly. With regard to hand matzahs, what this means is to make sure really that matzahs are not sitting around. We learned the halachas of shehiyas, that after they start rolling out the matzahs and they touched it by hand, actually when they after they finish kneading the dough, when they roll it into this big roll and they touch it by hand, so you shouldn't even have a short amount of shehiyah. And therefore, one should be very careful if he's going to go to the matzah bakery and really see to it that matzahs are not sitting around, either waiting from one person to the next or waiting until they're going to be put into the oven. And to make sure that everybody there is saying l'shem matzahs mitzvah. There's also an inyan al pi kabbalah that for someone to sweat as when he does the matzah as a tikkun. Siv gimel. Halosh acher zman iser chometz, someone who is kneading the dough, meaning he is making matzah after the zman iser chometz, and with regard to matzah's mitzvah, we'll see there is a day that the zman, the ikr zman of matzah's mitzvah, is at the zman iser chometz. So if somebody is doing it then, yomer b'shas lisha, at the time of the kneading, he should say kol peruim sheyiplu b'shas lisha v'aricha. Any chametz, any crumbs that fall off at the time of the kneading and the rolling out, v'chein botzei kan nidbak v'kelim, as well as any dough that is stuck to the kelim, ani mevatalosam, I am mevatalem, k'nei shenimtza shemevatalem kodem chimutzam, this way is mevatalem before they become chametz. At the zman of iser, the halachi is that once something becomes chametz, it is too late for one to be mevatalem, to do bittel. His previous bittel didn't work. That does not work. Mikano lahabad is only retroactive to the chametz that he had. We're afraid that as he's making matzah, there are going to be crumbs that turn into chametz. Therefore, he should make sure to be mevatel beforehand that they will not come lidei chametz. Now, as far as the loshen, the Mishnah Berurah says that he can also say ani mafker or somebody should not say pirurim hefker. That sounds like what you're saying is, I'm stating a fact, they are hefker. I am not hereby declaring them hefker. Which is bechlal, whenever a person is doing some kind of chalos, as we call it, whether he's separating trumas and maisris or chala, he has to say that he is hereby doing it. Stating the fact of what it already is may not be sufficient. Now, the Sharet Zion brings up an issue that one may ask. We have previously learned back in Tuf Mem Beis that perurim, that little crumbs, are memela batli, they're batl on their own. We consider them dirt. As long as they're less than a kazayas, we consider them dirt. So why does one have to be mevatel them? So the Sharet Zion reminds us of what we learned over there. And that is that there's a difference between dry crumbs and crumbs of dough. Crumbs of dough, when you actually sweep them together, may stick and one form one piece that's a kazayas. The halach is, even if you relate to it as dirt, if it is an entire kazayas, the halach is that it maintains the shem chametz. Not so when you're dealing with dry crumbs, which will not stick to one another. So long as you rely on them, so long as you relate to them as dirt when they're sitting on the floor, if each piece is less than a kazayas, the halacha is that there's no chi of beer because they're considered dirt and they are not considered chametz. So the problem and what makes it so tricky when you're making matzah on Erev Pesach after the Zman Isser is that these little pieces may stick to each other and they're going to end up being larger than a kazayas, and even though you relate to them as dirt, they will not be bottle.